Trinadapi suniche na torariva sahishnuna amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamai vikivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Tonight I'm going to speak about Krishna and Balaram. I have selected some excerpts from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This past Wednesday was the appearance day of Lord Balaram. Balaram is Krishna's first expansion and his elder brother. That is a spiritual conundrum. But in the spiritual world, anything is possible. Then, this coming Thursday, we will celebrate Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Narada Muni recommended to Yudhishthir that Grihasthas should repeatedly hear about the narrations of Krishna's various incarnations. That is the most important duty of a Grihastha. In order to purify oneself from all the material contamination of this world. Throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Sankirtan is highly praised. And Sankirtan means hearing the glories of Krishna and his incarnations. So this first excerpt is from the first canto. In the first chapter, the sages of Naimisharanya are speaking to Suta Goswami. And their leader is Shaunaka Rishi. So in the introduction of their questions, they make this statement. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being. And so masked, performed many superhuman acts. I forgot to chant the Sanskrit. Let me do that. Kritavan kila karmani saha ramena keshava ati martyani bhagavan guda kapata manusha. So there's a couple of points in this verse. That Krishna and Balaram played like a human being. They looked like ordinary cowherd boys. Or in Dwaraka, they looked like ordinary kshatriyas. But throughout the Krishna and Balaram Leela,
or
They demonstrated that they were not ordinary human beings. That's why it says here, superhuman acts. One of the definitions of God is that He can do things nobody else can do. And if you read the 90 chapters of the 10th canto, page after page, you come to understand that Krishna and Balaram were super extraordinarily wonderful. And everything they did was like a dramatic performance. So now there's another verse from the first canto. Suta Goswami is explaining about 21 or 22 various incarnations. So here's the verse. Ekona vingshe vingshatami Vrishnishu prapya janmani Rama Krishnavati bhuvo Bhagavan arhat bharam. So in the list of the incarnations, Suta Goswami says that Krishna and Balaram are the 19th and 20th. But it's just a list that he's giving at this time. Because in the same chapter, Suta Goswami says, actually the incarnations are unlimited. So he's only giving a few. But they're unlimited like the waves of the ocean. Now he says that these two, Krishna and Balaram, appeared in a particular family known as the Vrishni or Yadu dynasty. And the main thing is that they removed the burden of the world. Because in the very beginning of the 10th canto, Mother Earth is crying. She goes to Lord Brahma, the creator, and she assumes the form of a cow and tells Lord Brahma, I am feeling overburdened. Overburdened because of all the demons. Kamsa had made an alliance of all the demons. It was like a United Nations of demons. And they were simply increasing their armies. So Mother Earth was very disturbed. And although she was crying before Lord Brahma, he felt incapable of relieving her burden. So Brahma, Shiva, and all the devatas, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk. Because in that ocean is a white island. known as Shweta Dweep. Shweta Dweep is the residence of Kshiro Dakshayi Vishnu. There is Mahavishnu, who generates all the universes. He expands into each universe as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And Garbhodakshayi Vishnu enters into every body and every atom. And he is known as Kshiro Dakshayi Vishnu. When any incarnation of God appears, he appears through Kshiro Dakshayi Vishnu. So, on the shore of the ocean of milk, Brahma and all the devatas offer the standard prayer. Just like you here, for your arti, you sing Om Jai Jagadisha Hare. In almost every Hindu temple, that's the standard prayer. So the demigods also have a standard prayer. It is called Purusha Sukta. And when they offered that prayer, the Lord did not appear. And there seemed to be no response. But then Lord Brahma received a message in his heart. And that message was that Krishna himself, Adi Narayan, Adi Bhagavan, he was going to come and relieve the burden of the earth. As we learn from Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. God comes to destroy the demons and give pleasure to the devotees. The message to Lord Brahma also stipulated all the devatas should expand in themselves. So that's amazing. Wouldn't you love to expand yourself? One of you could go to work, the other one could go on vacation. But we're not demigods. We're only humans. Maybe in your next life. So, those demigods were to expand themselves and take birth in this Yadu dynasty to assist Krishna and Balaram in their mission. Because that is the function of a devata. They are not independent gods. They are servants of Bhagavan Krishna. They have responsible positions. So now they were going to personally assist Krishna throughout his 125 years on earth. To remove the burden of the world. So now we go to another verse. From the 10th canto. Krishna brahmana adeshang satyam kartum vraje vibuhu sahatramo vasang chakre teshang preeting swalilaya. So it says here that Krishna and Balaram, first they lived in Vrajabhumi. Which is also known as Vrindavan. And they also lived in Mathura. And then the second half of their life they lived in Dwaraka. So, Krishna's father and mother, who were living in Mathura, they did not experience Krishna's childhood pastimes. Because on Janmashtami night, Krishna ordered Vasudev to leave Mathura, go to Vrindavan, and switch babies. Yashoda had given birth to a girl, but when she gave birth, she immediately fell asleep and could not remember whether she gave birth to a male or female child. So when the babies were exchanged while Yashoda was sleeping, when she woke up, she had this beautiful male child, Krishna. And Vasudev took the daughter back to his prison. And when Kamsa heard the crying baby, he thought, this is the eighth child of Devaki who is meant to kill me. Because that was the message he heard in the sky. But when he saw that it was a girl, he was surprised. But nevertheless, he decided to kill the girl. He grabbed the baby and was going to smash her on the stone. But that baby flew out of his hands and appeared as Durga Mata and chastised Kamsa, saying, you rascal, the child you are looking for is already born elsewhere. So, Nanda and Yashoda, they had Krishna's baby and childhood lila. Vasudev and Devaki did not experience that. After Krishna killed Kamsa, when Krishna was 11 years old, then the truth was revealed. And Krishna told Yashoda and Nanda, Now you know who my real parents are. So I would like to spend some time with them. They have missed the first 11 years of my life. And Krishna told Nanda and Yashoda, after some time I will return. But that didn't actually happen, because Krishna got entangled. He only married 16,108 wives. So he was not able to return for a long time. And during all those years, the residents of Vrindavan simply remembered all of Krishna's childhood beautiful pastimes, such as Damodar Leela. And for the gopis, what did they remember? Rasa Leela. And some of them remembered the Govardhan Leela. For years and years, that's all they could do, was remember all of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. So, let's see. I have a lot here, but time is not going to permit me. So I'm going to go to the most important section. Yes. So, when Krishna was still young, the great saint Garga Muni arrived in Vrindavan. And Nanda requested him to please perform the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. Balaram was actually the son of Vasudeva. And actually, he was first in the womb of Devaki. But by Krishna's yoga maya potency, the child in Devaki's womb was attracted to the womb of Rohini, who was another wife of Vasudeva. So therefore, Balaram is sometimes known as Devaki Nandana, and sometimes he's known as Rohini Nandana. Either way, you are correct. So Rohini was staying under the care of Nanda, because Vasudev was in prison. So that's where Rohini was. So Balaram grew up under the care of Nanda and Yashoda, just like Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj said to Garga Muni, I want to do the name-giving ceremony, but I want to do it very secretly. I don't want Kamsa to know anything, because they knew Kamsa was sending demon after demon after demon. So they wanted to protect Krishna and Balaram. So in a cow shed, Garga Muni did the rituals. And he also did the horoscope. And he chanted the Vedic mantras. So this is what Garga Muni said, first of all, about Balaram. Balaram will give all happiness to his relatives and friends. Because Balaram has so many transcendental qualities. Therefore, one of his names is Ram. So there's Ramachandra, you all know Ramachandra. There's Parashu Rama. And there's Bala Rama. Sometimes there's an argument. So when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, who are you thinking of? And Prabhupada was also questioned by his disciples. Because there were two sannyasis arguing like anything. I'm right, you're wrong. Prabhupada said, whether you think Balaram, Ramachandra, or Parashuram, no difference. Stop this needless argument. So one of Balaram's names is Rama. Everybody say. Then it says, because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength. He will be known as Baladeva. Everybody say Baladeva. And the third name Garga Muni gave him, that this child unites two families. Vasudev's family and Nanda Maharaj's family. Therefore, he is known as Sankarshan. Please say, Sankarshan. Now, after giving those names to Balaram, now Garga Muni will describe Nanda's actual son. So listen to what Garga Muni says. Your own son, Nanda, appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he had three different colors: white, red, and yellow. Now that's interesting that Garga Muni said yellow. Because the yellow incarnation didn't come until Kali Yuga. That yellow incarnation is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it appears that Garga Muni was in a very excited, ecstatic mood. So he mentioned Lord Chaitanya indirectly. Some say that the white incarnation was Kapila Dev, who taught Sankhya Yoga to his mother Devahuti and gave benedictions to Kardama. And the red incarnation, he introduced the process of sacrifice in the Treta Yuga. And this Krishna avatar is in the Dvarapa Yuga. So he says, now he has appeared in a blackish color. Now he says, all the incarnations, they are now in the body of your son. That is also very significant. That when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, every conceivable incarnation was in the body of Krishna. And so at any time he could manifest any form he would like. So then Garga Muni tells Nanda, this beautiful son of yours appeared previously sometimes as the son of your friend Vasudev. And interesting to note, when Krishna appeared Janmashtami night, he first appeared as Narayan. And he told Vasudev, I'm doing this just to convince you that I am God appearing as your son. Shri Shri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki Jai. If Krishna had appeared first as an ordinary baby, Vasudev might not understand things properly. So Krishna, in the form of Narayan, told Vasudev, you appeared twice before. You were known as Prishni and Sutapa. He's talking to Devaki and Vasudev and saying, long time ago you two appeared and I was your son Prishni Garba. Then later, you too, Vasudev and Devaki, you appeared as Aditi and Kashyapa. And I appeared as your son, Vamanadev. Now this is the third time I am coming as your son. After this life, you're going to my abode. So, Garga Muni is hinting to Nanda Maharaj, but Nanda Maharaj doesn't really understand that actually Krishna is Vasudev's son. So, therefore, Garga Muni says, since your son Krishna previously appeared as Vasudev's son, sometimes he's referred to as Vasudeva. Everybody say. Then Garga Muni says, this son of yours has many forms and many names, depending on his qualities and activities. I know about them, but most people don't. And that is because Garga Muni is a great sage. If anybody wants to know more and more about God, one has to become very serious. One has to study these scriptures. One has to live a sinless life. One has to live austerely. So this Gargamuni is a great sage. And he understands everything about this child. Now he tells Vasudev, this child of yours will give bliss to all the cowherd community of Gokul. This child will always act auspiciously for you. And by his grace, you will surpass all difficulties. So, Prabhupada also makes a comment on this. That even now, anyone who has Krishna as their life and soul, Krishna will also act auspiciously for you. Sometimes Prabhupada was asked that we read that whenever there is irreligion, God descends. So right now in Kali Yuga, things are very bad. And it's getting badder and badder and badder. We all read the headlines, we all see the news reports. I don't have to convince you, you all know. So the people ask, why doesn't Krishna come and save us? But Prabhupada says, Krishna already has come. He has come in the form of the Hare Krishna mantra. And if you take shelter of the Hare Krishna mantra, you will be delivered. It's not that the Hare Krishna mantra is some symbol. The Hare Krishna mantra is Krishna. In the same way, you don't see a stone statue, do you? Do you bow down and worship an idol? I don't worship idols. I worship God. I worship Krishna. He may look, he may look like a statue, but the Shastras instruct us, see that this is God manifesting in a form you can handle. We are not idol worshippers. Other people, they're worshipping idols. We are not worshipping idols. We're worshipping God. And you can worship God in the murti or by sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Gargamuni told Nanda that just as demons cannot actually harm the demigods, because the demigods always have Lord Vishnu on their side, anyone attached to your son Krishna is extremely fortunate. And they cannot be defeated by the demons. Now, what Garga Muni says is so significant. Therefore, Nanda, this child of yours is as good as Narayan himself. He is exactly like Narayan. Therefore, raise your child carefully and cautiously. And so, I would love to go on hour after hour talking about Krishna and Balaram. Because to be able to speak about Krishna and Balaram is transcendental happiness. But the temple president has asked me to make a certain announcement.